This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
A Garrett County farmer and her family have found their place in agriculture with the equine and livestock industries. Rachel Ball says several generations have been a part of their farming operation.
The 140 acres that my husband and I live on was purchased 5 or 6 generations ago by an ancestor of mine in 1880. It's been in the family ever since. I think I'm 6th or 7th generation, I can't remember. But we also have 2 sons, William, who's 27, and John, who's 19, that also farm with us.
Ball says horses have become a mainstay on their farm.
We compete in the barrel racing, and we have an indoor arena so we can ride all year long. And we take in horses to train for other people. My sons are pretty good, William and John. They've made a name for themselves.
She adds her father is still very active with the beef cattle herd.
We have about 150 mama cows, and we raise the calves. We feed them for a little while, and then we sell them. The majority of that belongs to my father. He's been here his whole life. He's 81 and still farms every day, just as hard as he did when he was 21.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Raider Auction Company, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, will conduct a winter farm equipment auction Friday, December 18th, 8 a.m. Central Time, selling tractors, combines, corn and grain heads, drills, hay and tilling equipment, planters, rotary mowers, spray equipment, industrial equipment, and hundreds of items sale day. Raider Auction Company, that's R-O-E-D-E-R, annual winter farm auction, Friday, December 18th, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, or at proxybid.com or equipmentfacts.com. Find more at RaiderAuctionCompany.com.